there, I'm Rachel Ehring from Dream Lavender Music, and you're listening to the Dynamic Piano Teaching Podcast, the show that dives into piano pedagogy without being stuffy. If you're a piano teacher who wants to go beyond the method book to create an engaging, innovative studio, you've come to the right place. So let's get started. Hello, piano teacher friends. I know it's been a while since I've recorded an episode for this podcast, so you might be wondering why I'm here today. It turns out that today is a special day in the life of the Dynamic Piano Teaching Podcast, so I wanted to pop in here and have a little celebration with you, as well as give you some updates. It was 1 year ago today that the first 3 episodes of the Dynamic Piano Teaching Podcast were released into the world. When I dropped those 3 episodes, I had no idea how much would change in 1 year. So today I'm going to give you a little recap of the past year and talk about some of the things that have changed during that time. I'll start with just a few statistics from the podcast. In the past year, the podcast has been downloaded over 5,000 times. I've released 33 episodes of this podcast, and it will come as no surprise that the most downloaded episode was my interview with Tim Topham on Notebook Beginners. That was definitely one of my favorites as well. Coming in at a pretty close second was the solo episode that I did about my online course called Dynamic Accompanying. Another popular one was Creative Ways to Increase Your Summer Income with Amy Elmore. And then not far behind were my interviews with Jackie Morozek on group teaching and Christina Whitlock on supplemental repertoire. If you haven't listened to those, be sure to go back and check them out. If you listen regularly to the podcast, you know that at the end of last year, Tim Topham offered me my own podcast with Top Music. So since February, I've been hosting the Top Music Piano Podcast, which is why I haven't been releasing new episodes of this show very often. When Tim first offered me the show, I had only been podcasting for a few months and felt like a complete newbie. To say I was shocked when he asked me is an understatement, but I am so grateful for the opportunity to work with the Top Music team, and I've learned so much from Tim and his team and have loved hosting that show. There are a couple of big differences in hosting the show for Top Music than in hosting my own little show. One is that they at Top Music choose a theme every month that is going to be used in their Top Music magazine and other areas of the company. And I typically try to find guests who can speak on the month's chosen topic. Now, sometimes this can be a challenge, but it has forced me to get outside of my comfort zone. And sometimes I have to use some creative networking to find guests that I never would have met or connected with if I hadn't been forced out of my bubble. I do really appreciate working around the themes, and I've learned a lot on some topics that I had never really explored before. The other difference about the Top Music show is that I have an amazing team to work with, and they do all of the editing and producing of the podcast, which I absolutely love and am so grateful for. For this show, Dynamic Piano Teaching, I do everything myself, which was a lot of work when I was releasing a show every week. So I'm glad I did it for 33 episodes so that I know what it takes to edit and produce a podcast, but I'm very grateful to have a team who takes care of all of that now and who actually has expertise in those areas where I was just flying by the seat of my pants and learning as I went along. In addition to the 2 podcasts, I also opened my Etsy store in October of last year and started selling my sound effects stories. Now, if you aren't familiar, these are simple stories that I've created for beginning piano students that are interactive. So woven into the story are simple instructions to play maybe individual notes on the keyboard or simple rhythmic patterns. I've gotten really good feedback from students and teachers, so I'm hoping to add a few more stories to my Etsy store this summer. If you would like to try one out for free, check out the show notes. There's a link for a free story called A Whale of an Excuse about Wendell the Whale. Back to the podcast, though. Once I started hosting the Top Music Piano podcast, I realized that it was going to free up a little bit of time for me because I wouldn't be doing all of the editing. So I decided to do something that I had wanted to do for several years, really, and that is create a digital course. So over Christmas and into about February, I created and recorded my online course called Dynamic Accompanying. This course is for pianists who want to take the skills that they already have as a pianist and diversify them through accompanying and possibly turn them into some extra income as well. In the course, we cover vocal, choral, and instrumental accompanying, as well as service playing for things like weddings and churches. There's also a module on the business of accompanying, which includes how to find gigs and what you should charge. It's a very thorough course, and I haven't heard of anyone else who is teaching a course like this. So I launched the course in March, and I had 8 amazing students who went through the course together. I have to tell you, one of my favorite parts of the whole process of creating this course was that I met with the students on Zoom every Friday, and we would talk about that week's module, and I would answer any questions that came up. I can't tell you how exciting it was for me to see them engaging with the content and becoming more and more confident in their accompanying skills. If I had to sum up the biggest transformation that I saw during the 5 weeks that we met together, it was in the confidence that these students gained. Some of them had done a fair amount of accompanying before, but they hadn't had any formal training, so they weren't sure if they were doing it correctly or they had some holes in their knowledge or questions that would come up and they didn't have a place to go to get their questions answered. So our weekly office hours was that place for them to bring those questions. All in all, I would say that it was a successful course launch, and I loved going through it with the 8 students who allowed me to be their teacher for those weeks. If you want to hear more about the course launch itself, I recorded a podcast episode with Ashley Young that is going to air on her podcast, the Prosperous Piano Teacher Podcast, in about a week and a half, I believe. We dive more into the business side of the launch and how I went about it. So if that is something that you are interested in, you can check that out later this month. And speaking of my course, I'm excited to announce that I will be teaching it again over the summer. So if you have a little extra time over the summer and would like to sharpen your accompanying skills, or if you think that you don't have any accompanying skills and are interested in learning, I invite you to go to the show notes and sign up for the free live masterclass that I will be hosting in June to kick off the next launch. You can also go to rachelerring.com if that's easier, and there will be a pop-up there where you can sign up for the masterclass. And even if you aren't available on that specific day that I'm doing the masterclass, that will get you on my email list so that you'll get all of the information about the course when it gets a little bit closer to starting. As you can see, it's been a pretty exciting year. I want to thank you all so much for listening to this podcast and for being on this journey with me. I would love to know what you have been doing in the past year and what you've been excited about. You can find me on Instagram at Rachel Erring. Drop me a DM and tell me the most exciting thing that has happened to you personally or in your business in this last year. Thank you for tuning in to this little pop-up episode. Be sure to check out the weekly episodes of the Top Music Piano Podcast, and I will talk with you all very soon. Happy piano teaching.